Hello. Good afternoon, and welcome back to the third round on migration, unruly thinking. Well, that's probably appropriate, right? We're a little less than at the beginning. Avi Gordon is not with us on stage, but Ramzi Kassem, Zoran Terzic, Kim Rügel, Sandro Mezzadra, Bernd Kasparik, Isabel Sanson, myself, Nana Heidenreich, and Brigitta Kuster. I will proceed to say a few introductory words. We'll be joined by contributions by Ramzi Kassem, Kim Rügel, Brigitta Kuster, and then Sandro Mezzadra. That was the order in which they will speak, of different lengths. And then we'll all join in discussion. And yes. So in March 1997, after the occupation of by the sans-papiers of the Saint Bernard Church in June 1996, and the brutal eviction by the police at the end of that summer of protest and struggle, French sociologist Étienne Balibar gave a speech at an event organized by the French Filmmakers Union. It was called Ce que nous devons aux sans-papiers, what we owe to the sans-papiers. The short text was meant to express solidarity, but it also addressed the struggles of migration as central for the collective practice of citizenship. These struggles, in their specific time and place, is, he argues, at the core of the political space, at the center of the cité. In 2012, the web journal Transversal published the edition Flee, Erase, Territorialize. It's online. Obviously, web journal, which responded to the refugee protests all over Europe, but in particular to those in Vienna, at, among other locations, the Votivkirche, another church. In that journal, Balibar's short speech was published again, in German and in English translation and in the French original, and with a short updating commentary by Balibar and an introduction by the editors, who write, I quote, Balibar's speech must be viewed within a context of a continued willingness to engage in acts of solidarity, as well as at a point when many of the sans-papiers of Saint-Bernard have already been expelled or deported from France. The situation of the sans-papiers of Saint-Bernard is not completely identical in all ways with that of the current refugee protests in Vienna or in other European cities. Balibar's speech is important today, they argue, the editors, because it takes seriously a name that those protesting used to describe themselves, and which was quite new at the time, sans-papiers, a name that undermines dominant descriptions and categorizations and points to a divided political existential terrain, a situation of fundamental insecurity of one's own rights and residence, end of quote. Balibar himself stated, despite all the human rights declarations, this situation arises from the current circumstances under where the only people who receive even the most basic rights are those who hold documents that confirm them in the form of appropriate papers. This also means that in whatever way the we of a particular group who holds documents is constituted, a truly democratic form of citizenship can only be realized with sans-papiers. In the web journal, Balibar's text is expanded by Iker Attac, a Vienna-based political science scholar who addresses the refugee protests in Vienna. Die Selbstkonstituierung der Flüchtlingsbewegung als politisches Subjekt is the title of his contribution. The refugee movement constitutes itself as a political subject. I mention these two instances to underscore again what it means to address migration as a political movement and where the idea of unruly thinking germinated. In the discussion about the difference between politics and the political, and the continuous search for the reinvention, or rather the ongoing collective constitution of the political. I also use that in, because I think there are certain problems embedded in it. One is the concept of solidarity that might need further investigation. It was just brought up in terms of artistic production, where actually often it should be addressed as co-authorship, and what it means to speak with or about. In the same edition of the web journal, Brigitta Kuster, together with Vasilis Tsianos, addresses the refugees' demands for the erasure of digital fingerprints. And they discussed this as a refugee, as a demand for data sovereignty. Bernd Kaspary, Kim Rügel, and Keller Easterling yesterday have spoken about the spaces of exception at a conversation. And Bernd, in this context, was speaking about migrants' systems of circulating knowledge about, in this case, the specificities of the laws addressing them and appropriating them as means of organizing their projects of mobility and destination, Maybe less appropriating, but actually reading the law, basically becoming legal practitioners. Brigitta Kuster and Vasilis Tsianos in the Web Journal write, "The migrant knowledge that circulates in narratives and stories is clear proof that migration is a self-reflexive part of what we call the information and control continuum. It always entails two modes of exclusion, the exclusion from the registration and documentation and the exclusion through the registration and documentation. This modulation of both these processes of exclusion, or more specifically, the flexible and mobile interplay of the two, lay the ground for digital deportability to advance. However, it also lays the ground for the emergence of a new political rights, the invention of jurisdictions and ecologies of justice that transcend the boundaries of the politics of citizenship. These represent a form of governmentality of community that can only partially, flexibly include the imminent modes of existence of people provided with rights in migration, their various ways of life in mobility, as flexible citizenship, for example, or differentially as acts of citizenship, and is simultaneously view them as detached from comprehensive equality. Inclusion is individual. A person becomes someone. In the connectivity of transnational migration, however, a concrete challenge to our understanding of citizenship and its potential for inclusion is also migrating. After all, the person on the journey is never the same in the end. The space occupied by the accommodations is not what was hoped for. The documents don't point to who a person is or was, but who this person will become along the way. A person will become many, walking will become the law, and collectivity the code." End of quote. Now, with what Ramzi Kassem has called the thinness of the rule of law, and what in many other sections of our Monster project has been addressed as the volatility and the violence of the law, or also the violence and the volatility of citizenship, the name unruly thinking, of course, also addresses the exit from the rule. That what indigenous scholars and activists have come to call refusal, or more precisely, refusal of recognition. But also exit strategies from the law, as Avery Gordon has addressed yesterday in her presentation on fugitivity, demand us to think about the relation of the legal and the political struggles, their overlap, but also the crucial separations, and what it means to think about struggles beyond the frame of policy and beyond the vocabulary of the nation state and beyond the vocabulary of the law. And we need to figure out how we work within, or rather against, the narratives of the humanitarian, of the victimization, but also the romanticization of migrant struggles, of the movements of migration. We began yesterday by asking how we talk about migration, then proceeded to do an exercise from within the law just now, how to rewrite it for other purposes, for the purpose of right to stay. And today we're allowing ourselves to make demands, or to sort of make demands to ourselves how to continue the discussion. With and through migration, we will put forward ideas and arguments such as the mobile undercommons, the transformation of citizenship, new political subjectivities, and migration as inalienable right. These ideas transcend the realm of analysis. They imagine different futures in an attempt to think differently about and through migration. So, welcome. And I hand over immediately to Ramzi Kassem.